you're obviously hard to take, Dermot, but come here, you take your ride. I mean, we probably did it, we felt we did enough in open play to win that game, either in ordinary time or extra time, but we probably use up all our luck on Friday night in Longford. You know, how we got out of Friday night, you know, is still a little bit beyond me, but at the same time, you know, taking tonight's game on its own merit, we probably should have won it. But look, fair play to Longford. You know, they dug in, their backs were to the wall tonight, a little bit like our backs were to the wall on Friday night on the Francaire Park, and they came out of it, and we'll give them credit and wish them well, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, an extra time, Ollie, especially, Harps took the game to Longford and had those few good chances, Kevin McHugh strike in the post, and Garvin Freeland lucky as well.
Yeah, the keeper, Paul Up, made a great save from Garvin's header, and I don't know who cleared it, Conor Powell get back from Kevin's touch, you know, in on the line, but they're a good side now. You know, we that was probably one of their better performances, and we still didn't score, Dermot. So, you know, you've got to give them a bit of credit. Their backs are to the wall. I thought at the end of normal time we had pegged them back a fair bit, and, you know, maybe the final whistle came a little bit early for us because we were on top of that stage. I felt they came back into the first period of extra time. After that, I thought we were on top. But as I said, and you know, you'd have seen it yourself in Longford, Dermot, we probably use up all our luck down there to get them back here in the first place. So, no, look, we take our oil. You know, we've no complaints. We've played well as we can play. Still didn't score, and we move on, Dermot. That's all we can do.
Hopefully it's a case where Harps can take heart from that performance, Ollie, because taking a Premier Division team to a second match and then all the way to penalty kicks, can you kick on now for the rest of the season and make it work in the First Division?
Look, that's obviously a question that we all have. I think, you know, we need to recover for Friday night. We've gone on to Athlone, we've got whatever we have from Monday to Friday to recover, which will be difficult. That's 120 minutes under the belt there, a lot of lads' hand there, and that certainly needs, you know, to be put in the back burner and try and move on from it, because it does shake its toll. That pitch was heavy there, and huge credit to the ground staff for getting that playable in the conditions, and it actually was in great shape, to their credit. But no, we need to recover. You know, the lads will do a recovery session tomorrow. We'll come back in on Thursday and we'll go and prepare for Athlone then.
And how will you be fixing Friday night, Ollie? I mean, probably too early to say, but hopefully you'll have the two Sligo Rovers lads back.
Oh yeah. Rory and Regan will be available for selection. We presume Damien McNulty will be out. Keith Cohen, we had to take Keith out there with he felt his hamstring that kept him out a couple of weeks, so we need to look at him. Mickey Funson came off, and Raymond Foy came off with Knox, so we have a fair bit to think of, but I mean, they need to recover first tomorrow, and we'll have a look at it on Wednesday and then take it into Thursday and go to Athlone the next day.